Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much, and we pray you come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow, and tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, as always, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back. All right, grab your coffee, grab your tea, drink, whatever it is, and let's get into it. Let's get into it. So today, I'm going to be like the person in Natchitoches that runs the paper, and it's a column on the side that says JT. So it's an anonymous person who's just talking about what they're talking about when things go on. JT says it's this or that. So today I'm just talking. And the reason for me just talking and not really expounding on any one topic, I have been reading the new laws that have been passed by Governor Jeff Landry. And it's what to know about Louisiana's new tough on crime laws. And the reason I say this, women, especially black women, because you have black sons who these laws are going to affect tremendously. And the more stringent these things are, it gets each day. So I wanted to cause and bring pause to cause for you to see in how we live, how we rear, and what we're doing, but we need to be cognizant of the things around us. See, so many people make a big idea about the presidency and who's going to be the president, and for reason, rightfully so. But a lot of times we don't go to the polls for the little things, and that's where it all counts, because these are the people that's in government, these legislative government committees and things like your representative and your senator. These are the people y'all put in place or you vote for or your lack thereof. Who's putting the laws in your life? This is the Louisiana governor, not the United States president. Each state is bound by its set of rules and laws. You know, everybody have that particular leeway where the federal government does not intervene on behalf of the state. So it's important to vote at all times. They died for you to vote. They had to count marbles in a freaking jar for you to vote. So my thing to people all the time is stop complaining and get your butt out there and vote. Stop complaining and make your voice heard, even if it's just the one. Whether they win or not, you mark the ballot. And that's what makes the difference. And when you don't mark the ballot, you don't have a seat at the table to talk about nothing. And that's why we created this podcast. That's why things are in place, because so many times we think it's a game, and what's going on and what we see here in the world and our young black women and how you are demeaning yourself, devaluing yourself, running around here. Look, y'all, let me tell you, because I'm just talking about just different things, you know. I was looking through my Twitter feed, and there was this guy, his name is Ian. And he posts stuff. This particular thing he posted looked like a house party. I don't know if it was a party or just a gathering, whatever it was. It was this huge group of people, black women and men, boys and girls. They were young. I can say 20s, you know, at least. So they were all in the yard. You know, some had drinks in their hands. The little girls had on the booty shorts, we call them, with those jean shorts all the way up your butt with your cheeks hanging out and the zipper open. And all of them were just twerking. I know that was a stinky crowd. You could just see the stuff. It smelled all the way through the child nasty, clabbered up tail. It smelled all the way through the phone. But all of them were twerking. I always get tweaking and twerking mixed up. And then they were putting them on top of the roof. And then they were on the roof doing it. They done turned their butts around on the roof. And then they had men, little boys behind them, because they're not men. They had these boys behind them, you know, when people twerk, you know, that kind of thing. And it was the most sickening thing to see that this is what you've reduced yourself to. And all of y'all in that crowd of funk just dancing and popping and dancing and popping with the cups and women on, you know, y'all so close, you bound up on top of each other with your butts. And then here we go and we fast forward to this. Y'all so busy being busy. You so busy trying to live your life that you're not parenting. That you're not policing, that you're not, but they're going to do it for you. Oh, I promise you, they're going to police for you. And so he passed these laws, and here's one of the laws. The bill signed by Governor Landry reintroduces, let me allow you to reintroduce myself is what it's saying, the electric chair. Y'all, the electric chair, one of the most inhumane ways is the electric chair. And it lowers the age that minors can be charged as adults to 17. And Louisiana on Tuesday became one of the toughest states in the nation on crime when he signed a series of bills that will keep criminals in prison longer, enable citizens to carry guns without a permit, and again, resurrected that electric chair and added nitrogen gas to lethal injection as a method used to execute death row inmates. Now, you know, the electric chair hadn't been into play since 1991. And so during that ceremony, he said he was fulfilling a campaign promise, you know, to victims of violent crime. And I understand that. Don't get it twisted, you know, and I'm not here to say and judge. And one of the first promises made was we're going to deal with crime. And we did it in a way we listened to you all. No, you did it in a way how you already had it in your head to do. You are what you are, sir, madam, ma'ams. People are what they are. So we don't have to use that because that stroke and pen was going to stroke anyway. Whether you were trying to do it for the victim or not, that was coming. And so that's why it's so important that y'all look into these things and stuff. So these bills were signed, these crime bills were signed into law March 4th. 2024 in Baton Rouge, and it will go into effect, I believe, August 1st. And so we know the statistics is what he said of how poorly Louisiana ranks in safety, and we all complain about the outward mitigation that has been going on in the state consistently decade after decade. And it was just a logical thing that people would not come to a place where it's not safe. No, you get no argument here. But today they said they bring justice. There's another law. Let me talk about this. So that law that he signed, y'all, on electrocution clears the way to end that 14-year pause that the state has. So now is And under that new law, again, nitrogen hypoxia would be added to the electrocution method along with that electric chair and stuff. So, dub gruesome Gertie. So, again, they do it in order to deter people, to let them know that in a peaceful civilization that those types of conducts and acts won't be tolerated. They're also, as it pertains to the carry conceal firearm law, that they are going to be permitted to carry without training, and they're going to make it that first state to grant concealed license holder a degree of qualified immunity from lawsuits if they use their weapons in self-defense, a provision currently reserved primarily for law enforcement officers. Now, let's talk about that and get into that. There was this young girl, these kids, of course, they were Caucasian, but they went to a house and they went to turn around. They realized they were at the wrong house, and they turned around in the driveway, and they were backing out. Now, mind you me, he didn't shoot when they were in the driveway. You shot when they started driving off, hence, you know, catching her in the neck and things. So as long as these people can say, I fear for my life, if it's a big black man and you fear for your life and you got that, they're going to justify that. Hell, they already killing you on TV. So this ain't going to make no difference, but you ought to be alarmed by all the things that's happening and all the things that's getting into place. Again, mass incarceration is nothing but slavery by another name. But if we don't teach these children, if we don't raise them up, because you busy twerking, you busy sitting up in Pookie and Ray Ray's face, you busy with your tired self on welfare, don't want to get up, don't want to work, you'd rather lay your big tail on the couch with him and let him sit there on top of you in front of your kids, and your daughters are going to be just what you are because you have no gumption, they will have no gumption. And if somebody try to come for you, you ready to fight and tear us down and cuss us out. Because your life is good for you. It's grand in that sense, but it's not. So you have to be mindful. And also the law is going to lower the age for a person to carry that concealed firearm from 21 to 18. Now, an 18-year-old in his right mind, I am here for our Black women, but this podcast can apply to anybody. But let me be clear on some things. That 18-year-old Caucasian is going to have whether people believe it or not, and it's just unfortunate that the laws don't swing the same. But Black mothers, stop having sex with men you don't want to father your children. Vet this thing first. Make sure that this is what God has. Make sure that this is in God's will. Make sure that what you're doing is going to line up with what the Word says. Stop laying down with these people. And then they have these children and he gone one way, you gone another way, and that there's nobody to raise these children save an iPad or a cell phone. That makes social media raising your child. Now then that makes that little heifer just as crazy as the day long, because right now we're talking about these laws, but we can get into them talking about a man and all a man can do is take care of them and all they can do, they good, they don't want to be married. The divorce rate is skyrocketing. And things. So it's unfortunate. And this is a lawless society. This is a godless society. And the Bible speaks clear to the things that's going on. Men will be lovers of men. Women, give y'all over to that mess, that foolishness. Hell, the LGBTQRSP and me got more laws than us, got more rights. These foreign citizens that come over, hell, you'll give them $100,000 to buy a house and you got people homeless starving on the corner. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. This is not, you know, the land of the free, the land of the lie. That's the land of a lie. So I caution you. And the reason I speak on this, because again, that pendulum does not swing the same. That scales of justice does not weigh the same. I don't care who you are. It does not weigh the same. Now, you could debate your mama with it and not me. Because hell, we can go and go look at the arrest sheet and somebody on there for cocaine, he gonna get 6 months, you gonna get 60 years. Don't get it twisted. He's gonna get a rehab and you gonna rehab in that jail. Hey, but it is what it is. So, but now don't get it twisted. These laws are to ensure law-abiding citizens are not harassed or have to ask permission, they say, to do what the Second Amendment right already allows them to do. And so that's what he's saying. So it incentivizes citizens who want to maintain a concealed carry permit by affording them some immunity if they're forced to defend themselves. Now, rightfully so, because I'm like Harpo, I kill you dead too if I have to defend myself or my children or my home. You know, but that's a danger and a detriment for Black men. And now Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor, say their name. Hell, even for Black women. They'll rough you up. They'll throw you upside the sidewalk. So, you know, and it's becoming unfortunate that life is that way, because I think they need to switch all the rules and we need to fire all those mental health people that the fire department, police department, and all these law enforcement agencies use, that same psych person that we know and we've been knowing for 20, 30 years, because y'all putting crazy people behind a gun. You're putting jacked up people who still broken behind a gun. You're putting them and they put these suits on and then they are justified. And all you're doing is justifying a vigilante. And now you're giving them immunity. And y'all will not wake up, because here's the thing. If it requires something for y'all to do, you won't do it. It costs you something. And you got to be willing to pay the cost and not have your children pay the cost later. It will visit you again. The electric chair, 30 years later, here it come. Watch out now, here it come. And so that same law, those juveniles that were convicted of lesser offense will have to serve at least half their sentence before sentencing changes be considered. And then one other piece of legislation is going to ensure that convicted criminals serve the majority of their sentences that they're given. And it will eliminate the option of parole for convicted perpetrators. So one of that is, it's called the Truth in Sentencing Bill. And it's going to require them to serve 85% of their sentence before they can receive a sentence reduction for good behavior. And it reduces the amount of time by which the sentence can be reduced. And the other bill eliminates parole altogether for anyone convicted of a crime after August 1st, 2024. He said these laws will place discretion and responsibility back where it belongs, on the judges. Now, if you got a prejudiced judge sitting up there on that thing, I'm just talking. You know, I'm like JT, I'm just talking. But somebody got to raise them up. It got to be another Martin. It got to be another Mega. It got to be another Rosa. Y'all cannot think y'all have a right. The scales are not even, people. It is not equal. Our children, and don't get me wrong, I'm not justifying. Please don't get me twisted. I condone no one, not even my own children. When it comes to that, don't come for me, because I'll come back for you. My point is, this pendulum is still going to swing the other way for your black boys. Because you a tired mammy. And you won't get off that couch. You will not do. And half of y'all are scared of your own children. How? Why? You should have kicked their back out when they were little. You should have slammed them through a wall when they were two. But y'all let them snap, crackle, pop and for TikTok. And you think it's cute because you want to get a million likes so you don't have to get your butt out there and work. And I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You better go sit down somewhere. This millennial think everything is entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. You ain't no selling t-shirts. Ain't gonna, if you are not an entrepreneur. And how many t-shirts can you sell, ma'am? You know, I'm going to sell some. Leave me alone. So, and he's expected to sign more bills later this week. And one is, again, like I said, that lowers that age to adult. And now the law will also make juveniles convicted of first degree and second degree murder, first degree rape, and aggravated kidnapping, I'm sorry, y'all, ineligible to have their sentences modified. So, and under the same law, they will have to serve at least half of their sentence before sentencing changes can be considered if they were convicted of a lesser felony. Now, you know, murder and things like that, there's also some laws, let's see, effective August 1st, 2021, they expanded parole eligibility for inmates and expanded the ways in which they can earn good time and credit. So these are 2021 bills. So just listen, and then that these are the other things that's coming. And so they even in Act 5 of 2021, they added subsections E and F to allow for an incarcerated individual who earns a bachelor's degree from a regionally accredited and department-approved educational institution to earn 90 days credit toward their good time parole and supervision. So there are some things that y'all have to watch out for and look at these revised statutes. And, a lot of that is revised, Louisiana revised statute 14 and 15. And y'all can just dance down that whole thing to see what we're garnered by. And it's so important to educate yourself. The state constitution allowed for 39 senators, y'all, and 105 members of the House. That's the Louisiana legislature is made up of elected representatives in two chambers. That's the House and the Senate. And they have the power to enact laws that govern the state and its residences. So when you want to know, you need to understand that the regular legislative season has begun. March 11th was the opening bell for it. And again, they're going to debate on a whole lot of things. But here's what's already into law. And so they are getting it ready. They're going to do it, you know. And hey, again, if you don't know how, I don't have time to tell you how a bill is enacted, how this is enacted. But you need to know. You need to know the things that's out there. You need to know the things that are changing. You need to know the things that are set before you. It's applicable to you too. Now I talk about the young. Now you go commit a crime too. It's applicable to you too. Don't get it twisted. It's not specified for men. It says those that commit those crimes. And it should deter. Well, you shouldn't be committing them anyway. Don't get it twisted. But y'all need to look at how these things are strategically lining up. The sheriff would bring back stop and frisk. We used to have a law in Shreveport where if you looked suspicious, they had the right to pull you over. And that's why I say it's so important to get in that. Now y'all know I'm in a law class. I'm a genius. But I think the Lord may be calling me to some things in law as well. Because we have to be able to know our rights. You need to know those things that govern you. But you also need to be a mother. You also need to know that you are valued. You are loved. You also need to know that you need to help your young men and daughters. Be men and daughters. And sacrifice. And if you're not ready to be a mother, stop having these kids. And don't do it just for housing. Get out there and get you a job. Y'all are not handicapped. Now, if I had my way, I'd kick all y'all off of welfare. I said it. And food stamps. Now, you get a good year to get your life together, to get it together. But after that, I'd kick all y'all off. Because you ain't doing nothing but riding the system. I mean, just a riding it while I get up and ride down that interstate to go to work. Make that make sense. Make it live. But again, you would come for me to say, oh, you this and that. No, you're lazy. You're tired. You have no gumption. And we have to change that. That's the whole purpose of trying to impact women. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all can be so much more. But somebody have to have led you. You have to stop and break the cycle. You have to break that generational curse. You have to break those things that your mother has done. You have to break those things from your forefathers. You got to make it make sense to you. You got to want to do better. You got to want to have more. You got to want to try. And I know everybody is not the same. But y'all, we are headed down a path I don't believe y'all want to go. See, a lot of times people do nothing because it ain't at your house yet. Girl, they ain't got nothing to do with me. Because it hadn't tap danced around your door. You think you're safe. Oh, but the devil is a liar. You know, things are changing. Times are changing. The new right is wrong. The new wrong is right. Propaganda, propaganda. He who controls the media controls the mind. They can fill you with so many lies, fake news, everything. You get what I'm saying? And you haven't educated yourself to enough to know and have an opinion to go, the devil is a lie. Because you don't know. But again, you don't listen to the news to know better either. So y'all, my heart aches for our young black women. My heart aches for those women who are satisfied at the juncture of where they are. There's more to do, y'all. There's so much to do. We have to get busy and start busying ourselves, not for just busy work, but to make a difference, to impact. Lord, show me my purpose. Lord, what is it you're calling me to do? Lord, how can I help? How can I lead them to you, Lord God? How can I help them to be better mothers? How can I help them be better sisters and daughters and women and friends? How can I help them value themselves and let them know that they're loved? How can I let them know that the things happen to us? It's not who we are. Some things may happen to us, but whatever God allow, it works together for good. He's going to work it. God may not have orchestrated, but I promise you, he will work it for your good. You know, well, I've been this and you don't know. My life was like this. Mine was like this too. I came from a two-parent home. It was just as dysfunctional as the day long. I saw lots in that house in their younger days. You get what I'm saying? And my mother, they had been married 41 years when my mother passed away. I think this year would have been their 55th 54th, something like that, anniversary has she lived. So, but that doesn't negate the fact that even in her time, in her 20s, in her 30s, she was trying to find her way. We're all trying to find our way, y'all, in this society. But if we grab on to somebody that can mentor us, if we grab on to somebody that actually cares about you, if you can grab on to that word, if you can grab on to that Bible, if you can grab on to that Holy Spirit and get into the word and get into that word and feed on it, you'll be able to believe what the word says. You know, so those are the things that it does. You'll be able to know how he feels. You'll be able to know that I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed when I go out and I'm blessed when I come in. You'll be able to know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You'll be able to know that all things will work together for those that are called, that he loves. You will know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You will know it's greater in us than it is in them. It's more with me than it is with you. You will know who your father is, that he give you that same authority to tread upon those enemies. This battle is spiritual, y'all. It's not it's the principalities of this world. And it's taking y'all, and it's taking hold of you so bad that you have lost yourself. The hospital is for the sick, as is the church for sinners. And some of y'all get in there and think you have arrived, that you got people don't want to come there, you know, because you so snooty. And again, you two steps out of the club. Love on somebody. Tell them it's okay. I was there. You're going to make it. Be that support hole. Grab that hand. Let them know that, hey, it's on the other side. You know, that darkest hour is just before day. I am healed. I'm healthy. I'm whole. I'm beautiful. I'm loved. But you got to be able to believe that and look yourself in the mirror every day and say, Lord, I thank you for who you created me to be. Lord, I thank you that I'm beautiful. Lord, I thank you that you're changing me from the inside out. It's that inner man. You got to put that old man to sleep and let that new man, if anybody that's a new creature, that old man is dead. We're a new creation in Christ. That old has become new. You are more than what they call you. and that's what, you know, Bishop Jakes, you said, ain't what they call you, it's what you answer to, right? But I know who I am. You don't have to call and address me. I'm good on my side. I don't need your validation. I don't need your likes on Facebook. I don't need your likes on Instagram or TikTok. I'm good on this side. I don't need you to tell me 10 times, girl, you so cute, or you so smart, or you this. Mine is internal. And that's the danger. When I took my test for chief, they had a psych eval. And once I made chief, I found it in a drawer that said, be leery of her because she has no externals. She's intrinsically satisfied that way. My motivation comes from the inside. You can't impress me with no car. You can't impress me with no money. You can't do the carrot trick with me and try to dangle that in my face. If 100 of y'all jump, I'm going to watch all y'all jump and hope I got all y'all mamas them telephone number to go tell them. But you have to get to a point, y'all, in this life where it's no longer about people, about the people pleasing, that it's about God and pleasing God and carrying out his God-given purpose for your life. Lord, show me your will for my life. Lord, show me my purpose. Lord, what is it you have me to do, Lord? What is it you want me to do, Lord? Lord, I surrender every area of my life. Lord, I know what I did then doesn't work now. Lord, what that wall that I built, tear down, Lord. I want to be made whole. I want to be made new. Lord, I surrender to you. But you can't do that on top of a roof. You can't do that all sweaty and slathered up with somebody upside your butt. And these are the things that you lay down with, y'all. And then y'all have these babies. And then you put them in front of an iPad all day because you don't have time. And then because your life's so jacked up, when the child has a need or whatever, now he's come a child of trauma because you can't give him that love. And so then he starts to miss that love when he's young or she. Now we got children that are broken because you're broken and you're bringing a broken child, you know, into this world. Heal yourself, y'all. That's why we're here for each other, to heal, to break those bonds, to break these curses, to not speak evil, but speak life. Speak life into your own life. Stop speaking negative. Stop thinking you can't and say you can. Stop believing the enemy, because he will fill your head with everything. That's why, you know, in the Bible, they said the man that was demon possessed and the demon left, went going to and fro, couldn't find nobody, came back, found the house empty, brought with him seven more that was worse than him. Now that state of that man was worse than it was before that one left. Meaning, once you get clean and you empty your house, put some more furniture in it. Put that word in there, because then you got something to fight. But as long as you, the idle mind is the devil's playground. And if you get alone too many times by yourself, he gonna lie to you and lie to you. But you know, he tell half truths too now. He make it sound good. But what they said, sin, it takes you farther than you want to go. What it says, keeps you longer than you want to stay and costs you more than you want to pay. So I get on here every day on these Fridays because you're important to me. I hate the state of where we are right now. And it hurts my heart. None of us have arrived. We all have work to do. And if you think you've arrived, you lying to yourself, because we're going to be getting it right until we close our eyes on this side of heaven. There's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth. Because you got 60-year-old fools sitting out here. And 70 and 80. Oh, but God. And he's a healer. And he can fix anything, you know. So, y'all take it to God in prayer. But women, we have to do better. And I'm not talking about y'all that have arrived, as you think, those that have the, oh, I have a degree, I have this, and that's good for you. Now come on back and get one. Each one reach one. Pull somebody else up. You can have more degrees than a thermometer, but if you ain't doing nothing with it for anybody, and you here to help and win souls to Christ, you can sit down too, man. Get on the couch with them. It does nothing except for you. Your gifts is not for you. Is to bless somebody else. Now, somebody else missing their blessings because you won't step out on faith in what God has called you to do. Lord, show me that. Lord, give me that courage to step out on faith, Lord God, so that somebody might not miss their blessing because of me, because I was scared, because I stayed shut in, because the devil said, ain't nobody going to listen to you, because the devil said, you're not worthy enough, because the devil said, and he laughed. He knows how to shut us down. I always know he knows where your weakness is because you speak it. I ain't going to be able. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent like God. He hears you at night when you're talking to yourself. He hears you when you speak that nigga. I ain't going to be nothing, man, and everybody else, she better than me. He hears that. And he throw it right back at you. And there you go with it. And I knew it. But think about it. Laws of attraction tell you that we attract. That body language. Talk to that flower. Tell it how beautiful it is. Tell it how beautiful it is. And watch it blossom. And you speak ill to that other one. And watch it die. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Your words have power. That's why the Bible said, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Don't promise something you can't keep, because we got to give an account for every word that we speak out here. And bless everybody and wish them well, because what you wishing on them gonna come back on you. I wish you well, and that every man prosper, and that your soul prosper and be in hell, because I want mine to prosper. I gotta stop calling y'all bald head too, because I want my hair to grow. But oh, I tickle myself sometimes. But y'all, we can do this. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We will lend and not borrow. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we are his daughters. And there's royalty in that house. So if my daddy is a king, girl, what y'all think we possess? So stop sitting down, just giving yourself away to anybody. Look at what you're doing to your sons. How many murders have we had here in the last so many days? That couple that the girl and the boy, they found dead in a car. Right before that, four people got shot. What are we doing? Why have we waxed so cold? They can stand over you now, y'all, and shoot you. Hey, you can't even roll over and play dead no more. Baby, they gonna shoot you 3-4 more times in your head. And look at you and have no thought to it. That's scary. because they don't value life. This is not GTA, y'all. Tell these kids this is not Grand Theft Auto. This is real, and we are not cats. Hell, they don't even have nine lives. But you get it. It's serious out here, y'all. Start taking this thing serious. Start looking at your life. Start looking back at what you're teaching your daughters. Start hitting them upside their head and stop letting them go outside with those booty shorts on. Y'all can have the most banging body, but does everybody need to see it? No, they don't. Ain't nobody gonna want you except for that. Just let's get it twisted. A real man will not want some old woman that's half naked. You will never be on his shoulder. You might be eye candy for sex, but he'll never wife you up and take you home to mama. And y'all think y'all got gold down there in them hills. I always know you side chicks, your spot, if you get him, your spot open. Because if he claims to love his wife and you sitting here playing thinking you got it going on, you next. Don't worry, just stay there. If you knew he was that when you got him, you think you could change him? We'll wait. Holler back at us so we can have you on here live. Email me at sistersyouhavevalue@gmail.com. Let me know how that worked for you, because I would love to sit here and talk with you. And you shouldn't be with him no way. You should be more than that. Get your own. Get your own. So even if you come for me, you still nasty, because you ain't got no business with him anyway. Have enough integrity and character amongst yourself that you don't even allow yourself to be used like that. And if we stop, hell, we can stop all the cheating. Because y'all worse than the men nowadays. Kevin Samuels would be rolling over in his grave knowing how y'all, and baby, he would have ate all y'all up on that show. Will slap eat you up with this foolery y'all coming on with this social media now. I mean, he killed y'all dead because y'all know he can get you. Let's change, ladies. Let's be mothers for our children. Let's look at what's going on. Pay attention to your legislation. Pay attention to these laws. And it's more than a gun law. Pay attention to the things that's going to affect your life. And again, they keep on turning that corner. They will take you off that welfare. Keep watching who get in these positions. Y'all keep with that tomfoolery and watch. You know, so you think because of this or that, oh, that's not going to change. It'll come to your house. It'll visit you one day. I just hope you be ready when it knock, because it ain't going to really knock. It's going to be like a tornado in the whirlwind. It's going to slap it over like you in the trailer. Let's be mindful, y'all. Again, I was just talking today, like the newspaper said. Because it's so important that we wake up. It's so important that we start looking at life in a different light. It's so important that we start to value the things around us that are in Christ. The Bible says, if you seek him for all these things, that stuff will be added. Y'all out here searching, and he already there. He is the answer. He is the way, the truth, the life. But we want to get ahead of God. And then we wonder why our life is messed up. We want to get ahead of all those things and wonder why we're in so much pain. But y'all know I love you. I hope it helps somebody. Until next Friday. And as much stuff been going on, I've had the gumption to get on here on a Wednesday and a Tuesday. And a Monday too. Because y'all get on my nerves, some of this stuff that I see in social media. I can't even hold it. So I might be making some little snippets. Videos on YouTube so they can come for me. One of my friends said, Miss Kim, no, Deacon said, don't let them see your face because they gonna beat you up. That's all right. But I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Any real person would understand and know, y'all, that we do it for our good. Sometimes the truth is not good, but it's always the truth. You don't have to remember it. You ain't got to lie. It's going to do what it's going to do every time. So, y'all, let's be better mothers. Let's be better daughters. Let's be better women of faith in God, that we value ourselves a little bit more. And if y'all see your children like that, snatch them ball. Don't let them go out the house like that. But again, if you raise them up from their youth, they'll already know that. Yes, is it hard because they see everybody else and it's around them in the schools? That's when you minister to them. That's when you value them. That's when you talk to them. But if you have that relationship, it's hard. My daughter still to this day, she's 37. I couldn't stay with nobody. I don't know what's in their house. Until she got to her junior year, it was two people that I let her stay with. My daughter never stay with anybody. We don't play that because I don't know what your boyfriend like. Y'all lay on these couches. I don't know what's laying on that couch beside you. And it'll never, but they all came to my house. I knew what was in mine, nothing. So y'all be encouraged. Until next time, be blessed. And I love you.